Blackstone Audio presents To Taste Temptation by Elizabeth Hoyt. Prologue. Once upon a time, long, long ago, there came four soldiers traveling home after many years of war. Trimp, tramp, trimp, tramp, trimp, tramp, sounded their boots as they marched abreast, heads held high, looking neither to the left nor right. For so they had been taught to march, and it is not an easy thing to forget the ritual of many years. The wars and battles were over, but I do not know if our soldiers had won or lost them, and maybe it does not matter. Their clothes were tattered, their boots more holes than leather, and not one of the soldiers journeyed home the same man as had left it. By and by they came to a crossroads, and here they halted to consider their choices. One road led to the west, the way straight and well-paved. One road trailed to the east, into a dark and secret forest, and one road pointed north, where the shadows of lonely mountains lay. "Well, fellows," the tallest soldier said at last, taking off his hat and scratching his head, "shall we toss a coin?" "Nay," said the soldier to his right, "my way lies there." And he bid his companions adieu and marched off to the east, never looking back as he disappeared into the dark forest. "I am partial to that way," said the soldier to the left, and he gestured to the mountains looming in the distance. "And as for me," the tall soldier cried, laughing, "I will take this easy road, for such has always been my choice. But what of you?" he asked the last soldier. "What road will you take?" "Ah, me," that soldier sighed. "I believe there is a pebble in my boot, and I will..."